Mother gave us a listen on her mule. Steve, can you top that?
I don't know if I can. This one's pretty good, though. And as background for some listeners who don't go to our Facebook page, virtually every week we're tormented by someone who believes that we use far too many SAT words and too much Latinate phrasing, to which I can only say, de gustibus non disputandum est. No, okay, got that.
I like it.
His name is Stephen Kinsella, and he actually, what he does is he gives us a link through to a blog post devoted to our pretentiousness, and he's actually logoed it with a grayscale drawing of a croissant. I don't know why that would be funny or appropriate, frankly. Anyway, so we got an email from someone named Taylor Resch. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name right, Taylor. I'm currently working on a documentary, and a couple of my friends and I took a road trip from Southwest Virginia all the way down to New Orleans and then to three cities in Texas. In the 3,000 miles of driving, we listened to a couple of audiobooks, but I kept getting requests from my two friends for more Slate podcasts. And then in parentheses, you add Culture Fest and Political Gab Fest, which immediately eliminates you from the competition. I had to inform them that we only get one Culture Fest a week. This caused us to download past episodes I already listened to, but my friends couldn't stop pestering me about it. Okay, you're back in our good graces. Second stop on the trip was Houston, Texas. They go to interview a patent attorney who had agreed to talk to them for the purposes of the documentary. And after the interview was completed, he invited us to hang out at his beautiful home to smoke a cigar and have a glass of bourbon. And during our conversation, he referenced the Slate Culture Gab Fest. Our eyes perked up. Taylor tells the story of converting the friends on the road trip. And little did we know, writes Taylor, that we were talking to a friend of yours, the Facebook user you deem the grayscale croissant. Julia and Dana, it's just so perfect that this nettlesome libertarian down in Houston, Texas, that gets on top of us because we use the word...
Nettlesome.
Right. Has a beautiful home in which he smokes cigars and drinks bourbon. That is just too perfect, so we had to include this.
I just love the odds of coming across the grayscale croissant man and having the Culture Gab Fest conversation. That is a real contender. That's a good story.
Incredible coincidence, and it's a window into our tormentor, our beloved tormentor.
I don't think of him as entirely a tormentor. I like beloved tormentor.
I love the moment when that grayscale croissant appears, and actually there's now a reaction on the Facebook page to the croissant when it appears. Behold the croissant! Everybody wants to see what the words of the week were.
Yeah. All right, well, a winner, Julia. What's your favorite?
All right, we're going to go around and vote.
We're going to go around.
Okay, my vote, in part because I love the story and